There is a discussion in the Poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, about bringing arms into a Beis HaKnesses. That in Israel, it's nothing new. They've been fighting wars, and Israeli soldiers have them all the time. What is the practice of bringing in your guns or other weapons into a shul when you come to Davin? So, Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes based on the Pasuk by Pinchas, when Pinchas, with his incident with Zimri, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Vayakom mitoch ha'eda, he got up mitoch ha'eda, Vayikach romach b'yado, and he took his weapon. Why not this Vayikach romach b'yado? But then we see he must not have his weapon in shul where he was learning. He had to go out and get it. So, in general, when it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Nun Aleph, the issue of bringing in a sak and aruch, a weapon in shul. And what is it based on? It's based on the concept of that tefillah is ma'arichin lo yamavish. That tefillah lengthens our days and guns shorten our days, so it's inappropriate to bring guns into a shul like we have by the mizbeach, that we don't use metal on the mizbeach because the metal is mizbeach is a kapara. It lengthens our days and metal shortens our days. That's the whole discussion about covering knives, leaving knives on the table, whether the tables are like a mizbeach, and then the minig of, whether the minig of, what's the reason behind it? So one reason is because the table is like a mizbeach, and therefore it's inappropriate. So there's a whole discussion whether it still applies today and whether it applies at Shabbos and other times. So we see that there's a prohibition of bringing weapons into a shul. There's a further debate. Is it just a din in the Beis HaKnesses? Is there a din in tefillah in general? Let's say I'm davening at home and I'm carrying out, I hold the weapon. Do I have to take the weapon off me, or it's not a non-issue? It's purely a din in the Beis HaKnesses. So Avadji Yosef brings down, he thinks it's a din in the Beis HaKnesses because that's where it's brought down. It's not brought down in Hilchas Tefillah. It's brought down in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, that's the opinion of Avadji Yosef and others. And Rav Shecht and others feel differently, that Tefillah is ma'arichin lo yama v'shnosav, and therefore, one, it's not appropriate to daven with a gun or a weapon as well. So in Eretz Yisrael, this has been going on for a long time. So I think the minig is, according to what some people told me, that especially in the Hezter yeshivas, you don't bring your guns into the shul. They leave them in a separate room. Like we have a coat room, so they have a gun room. I guess they better make sure that's locked up and someone's watching it, because then obviously it has its own dangers leaving guns around. And however, so in the U.S., so guns are legal. So what about having people bringing guns to shul? At first glance, it seems to be a problem. Maybe perhaps if it's covered up, like the post can say, if it's the socket is covered, so maybe you have a gun that's covered, maybe it's okay, or perhaps one, so it depends why you're bringing it. If you're going to shul, you happen to have a gun, so then that sounds more problematic. But perhaps one could argue that if the whole purpose, if you're on the security force, the only reason you're bringing the gun is because you're protecting the shul, so maybe one could say that's ma'arichin lo yamav. Someone who just brings a gun, stam, it's incidental, so then that's the prohibition in the Shulchan Aruch. But perhaps one can make a strong svara if the whole purpose of bringing a gun is to protect the people and security, so then perhaps it wouldn't be a problem. So that's a discussion today among the security issues. So how you deal with the halachic issue of bringing a gun into shul? Is it a problem today if you're doing it for security reasons, or perhaps it's covered up? So perhaps it wouldn't be an issue. That's a discussion today among the poskim.